USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, campaigning in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, is again hammering President Trump's response to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
President Trump said, "We're rounding the corner. It's going away. We're learning to live with it." They are quotes. But as I told him last night, we're not learning to live with it. We're learning to die with it.
As far as a new coronavirus relief bill, Republican Senator John Thune from North Dakota believes it will happen after the election.
We've moved a bill on the floor now twice in the Senate, but the Democrats have blocked it. So in the end, when the smoke clears after the election, hopefully we can sit down and people can, in good faith, start to compromise. But right now, my impression is that the House Democrats and Speaker Pelosi would much rather have the issue than they would have a solution.
Thune speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
President Trump hitting the campaign trail for one of his three speeches today. The president starting out in North Carolina.
In every meeting, in every situation, in dealing with every foreign leader, I am your voice, and together we are the voice of a great country. We are the voice of the United States of America, and we are respected again as a country, not like in the past where everybody took advantage of us.
President Trump with stops in Ohio and Wisconsin on Saturday as well. As California continues its push to go green, the struggle continues, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns.
Pacific Gas and Electric may cut power to more than a million people on Sunday to prevent the chance of sparking wildfires as extreme fire weather returns to the region. The utility announced the move yesterday. The nation's largest utility said it could black out customers in 38 counties, including most of the San Francisco Bay Area.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pollster Frank Luntz believes if the predictions are wrong about the 2020 election between President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden, his profession is done in terms of faith and confidence from the public.
The public will have no faith, no confidence. Right now, the biggest issue is a trust deficit, and pollsters did not do a good job in 2016. So if Donald Trump surprises people, if Joe Biden's got a 5 or 6 point lead, and then Donald Trump wins, my profession is done. It's finished, because nobody will ever trust. You can make a mistake once, Brett. You cannot make it again.
Luntz telling Fox News some of the changes that may be needed in the polling industry.
It requires waiting, which means you got to make sure that you're representing all the vote. The turnout across this country is at record proportions. We may have a higher vote than any time in 100 years. Figure out who's going to vote and figure out how to ask them honest questions.
With a full slate of college football on Saturday, sports are starting to find a new normal when it comes to the coronavirus pandemic, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Trevor Smith.
As the World Series rolls on from a neutral site in Texas, Major League Baseball is the third of the four major sports to have accomplished a major goal during the season. The National Basketball Association and National Hockey League each were able to get through their season and playoffs without having a shutdown. The positive tests finish up less than one-half of 1% of all the tests taken.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.